Meanwhile, her lawyer told the Associated Press that she never suspected anything and that, in fact, she learned that he was a suspect by seeing it on TV. Robin?
All right, Gio, thank you. For more, we're going to bring back our GMA legal analyst, Dan Abrams. What we know now about Catherine Russell is that she is not in custody. So what does that tell you how authorities view her?
Nothing yet, because let's even assume for a moment, we don't know this to be true, let's assume for a moment that the authorities are suspicious of her. They want to gather as much information as they can first. If they take her into custody, they then immediately have to read her Miranda rights. She becomes an official suspect. These kinds of rights kick in. No need to do that right now. They want to gather as much information as they can at this point before making any decisions.
And there's been no evidence that she knew anything about the bombings. If she did, what does she face?
Well, look, knowledge alone typically wouldn't be a serious crime. In this case, the authorities would figure out a way. Either an accessory, aiding and abetting. At the very least, it is still a federal crime. If you know about a felony, it's a crime that is almost never used. But they could charge her for actively concealing the crime if she knew about it, had nothing to do with it, wasn't involved in it, but concealed it. They could charge her with that crime. Only faces up to 3 years in prison for something like that,
though. What about spousal privilege, even though her husband is dead?
She could still say, I'm not going to disclose confidential conversations that my husband and I had while he was alive. And she's allowed to say that. And she's allowed to not testify about those. But I can assure you that if she says, you know what, I'm going to invoke spousal privilege here, the next thing the authorities are going to say is, okay, no problem. Here are the list of crimes that we're considering charging you with. Aiding and abetting, accessory. They will then add a long series of crimes which could be very, very serious, some of them as serious as the crimes he's facing. I think that these authorities are going to play a sort of no-nonsense with her if they get that kind of response.
Absolutely. All right, Dan. Thanks, Alan,
okay,
as always.
Okay, guys, thanks.